I think so. I mean, I'm sure the coaches will find some mistakes on the film, but it's what we were looking for. Mike, offensively, defensively, and special teams kind of feeding off one another, and thought we did that. There was good energy, on the sidelines, and boy, the defense just sure did a great job against a really good offense, and our running game really came alive tonight. I thought that's really where sort of set the tone for us offensively. The offensive line, tight ends, Joel and Virgil and Jacob, were outstanding. And I thought Willis and Ronnie made some great runs. And, both the deep passes, all the deep passes were off play action. If you're not running the ball well, there's no reason for a defense to bite on play action. And because we were running it effectively, got the safeties and linebackers to bite and got DT down the field a couple times. It's fine.
NBC cameras were making a real big deal. How much of a concern was it?
Just like I said, any quarterbacks, and they're probably the biggest fear is always a thumb on the helmet of a defensive lineman. So that's what happened. It was mostly the nail, the fingernail. So it'll be sore tomorrow, but, probably a little bit lucky.
How does it feel to finally string a couple wins together?
I mean, that's what Coach Fox has been preaching to us about, trying to find some consistency. You sure would hope you'd be better coming off the bye week. I thought the bye week came in a good time. You should be more rested and guys' legs should be better. I thought we played fast tonight, played with a lot of tempo, and we had a lot of plays. I think we possessed the ball for a decent amount of time, and our defense seemed fast out there as well. So I think we used the bye week to our advantage. That was huge. I mean, we talked about getting off to a fast start. We had the offsetting penalties on the first series that prevented us from getting a first down, and then had to punt. But getting the ball on the 2-yard line is not ideal. But that was a good drive. Hit the deep play to DT, which certainly shortened the drive for us. And thought our red zone efficiency has been pretty consistent, most of the season. So against the Saints, that sure is a team you want to score touchdowns as opposed to field goals.
DTs are always king of the league, been known for the deep play. Talk about his progression, as a completer.
Well, I mean, it's very obvious, his size, strength, and speed, and I feel like he's working on his craft every week with the coaches, and he and I spend a lot of time throwing routes, together, and one-on-one against our good corners certainly make you better. So I think he's working just to become that complete receiver. But on the deep passes, like I said, you feel like you have a pretty big window there. You can throw the ball up, let him go up and make a play. And a couple of those plays tonight were big plays by him.
When they went for it on fourth down, midfield there in the second quarter, part of that certainly is their personality, but I think part of it was compliment to what you guys are doing offensively.
It's hard to say, but certainly when a team goes forward on fourth down and your defense stops them offensively, you sure want to take advantage of that and make your defense feel complete by stopping them and going to get points there. So that was big, and like I said, playing more of a normal game, as opposed to being down so much in the second half. It's easier to call plays, and it's more of a familiar type of game. So hopefully we can do that and play more 60-minute games from here on out.
You get a lot still about the arm strength. The way you play quarterback, see, vision, is it almost incidental having a strong arm? Are there other characteristics and qualities way more important?
I mean, like I said, it's a heavily analyzed, subject. Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors going into playing quarterback. So, I've had an injury. I think I'm a different player coming off the injury. I'm in a different team, and so I'm just working on kind of finding my way, and our team's finding our way. And I keep mentioning kind of finding that identity, and I think we're starting to form it. I still think there's some things we need to improve on, and we want to build off this win, build some consistency as an offense, and hopefully, I can just continue to, try to make strides and being on the same page with the receivers. So, I think this is an important win coming off that bye week. We're still, you start scoreboard watching in the division during this time, and, we got one more game in the second quarter against Cincinnati of our season. So it'd be nice to get a win to finish off the second quarter.
Thank you.